VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers said Israeli forces left dozens dead when they left parts of Gaza City overnight after fierce week-long offensive. They said they'll collected 60 bodies so far. Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Israeli forces have retreated from some Gaza City districts after a fierce week-long offensive. They've left dozens of dead and wrecked homes and roads. Residents and rescue services said on Friday. Bodies wrapped in white shrouds and bearing the names of the dead women and men lay on the floor at Al Ahli Hospital. The Gaza Civil Emergency Service said teams had collected around 60 bodies of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces over the past week from the area of Tel Al Hawa and the edges of the Sabra neighborhood in Gaza City. While tanks withdrew from some areas, Israeli snipers and tanks continued to control high ground at some locations and warned residents from there against trying to return home.
The NATO alliance completed its annual summit this week in Washington, celebrating 75th anniversary. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The alliance agreed to a pledge of long-term security assistance and established the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine program. At a news conference Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explained how that program will work.
NATO will coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces at facilities in allied countries, plan and coordinate the provision of donations, manage the transfer and repair of equipment, and provide support to the long-term development of Ukraine's forces.
Stoltenberg said the Allies also called out China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Stoltenberg said China empowers Russia by supplying it with dual-use materials that serve as inputs for Russia's defense sector. VOA News.
Police say a two-story school collapsed during morning classes in north-central Nigeria, killing 22 students. This is VOA News. Western intelligence agencies have uncovered Russian plots to carry out assassinations, arsons, and other sabotage in Europe against companies and people linked to support for Ukraine's military. A Western government official says one of the most serious plots recently revealed was a plan to kill the head of a German arms manufacturer. The official says the plots have sometimes involved recruiting common criminals in foreign countries to conduct attacks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Joe Biden has gone to a key battleground as his campaign looks to move past growing Democratic calls for him to abandon his reelection bid.
Michigan is part of the effort to shore up the so-called blue wall states his campaign believes is the key path to winning in November. Before heading to Detroit, the president met virtually with the congressional Black and Hispanic caucuses to shore up support.
The president understands that there's still some anxiety on the Hill.
Biden campaign spokesman Michael Tyler says this much is clear.
He will be the Democratic nominee.
And the party needs to unite behind one message.
We have one singular mission moving forward, and that's to beat Donald Trump.
His remarks on Air Force One came after one lawmaker who met privately with the president today said he needs to drop out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a setback for Elon Musk's SpaceX.
An accident involving a SpaceX rocket leaves its Starlink satellites in the wrong orbit. For the first time in a decade, a SpaceX rocket failed. The company says the Falcon 9, carrying 20 Starlink satellites, had an upper stage engine malfunction. The satellites are in an orbit so low, they're doomed to fall through the atmosphere and burn up. SpaceX is blaming it all on a liquid oxygen leak. There was no mention of when these satellites might come down. The FAA says the problem must be fixed before Falcon rockets can fly again. It's not known how this might impact SpaceX's upcoming crew flights. A billionaire space flight is scheduled for the end of the month, with plans for the first private spacewalk. I'm Ed Donahue.
A New Mexico judge has thrown out the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin in the middle of his trial and said it cannot be filed again. The 66-year-old actor wept and hugged his lawyers and his wife after the judge, Mary Marlowe Sommer, announced her decision Friday. She dismissed the case based on the misconduct of police and prosecutors over the withholding of evidence from the defense. Baldwin, the star of 30 Rock and frequent host of Saturday Night Live, could have gotten 18 months in prison if he had been convicted. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.